The Way magazine is 30 years old and available on magazine stands at supermarkets and in CNAs and exclusives and other places that still stock magazines is the special 30th birthday issue. The editor of Getaway magazine, he left and then they lured him back again. Justin Fox is on the line to us now. Hello, Justin.
Hello, John.
How many of Getaway's 30 years have you been involved with them for? Quite a few.
It's about 15 of them, 12 and then 2 years as a part-timer, and now I've been back for 1 year as editor.
I pick up this magazine and I page through it and I see the photographs and I read the text and I look at the destinations and I want to go to every single one of them. But I do wonder about magazines. Every time I walk through that long aisle towards a Woolworths till point and I see all of those magazines and I wonder who's buying them.
Yeah, it is probably a dying industry, but there are certain niche areas that are still doing pretty well, and I think that's the answer for many magazines is to specialize and get quite niche. And I think Getaway has been very lucky in the last few years in that we haven't really been losing readers. We have a very faithful bunch of readers that have stuck with us, and we do have a big online offering, but for our readers, and I suppose quite a lot of them are perhaps a little older, they really love the feel and the look of paper. And I think the way photographs are presented in large format on good paper, it's just so much better than looking at a computer screen or at a cell phone screen.
When it started, it was almost exclusively South African, and then it spread to the rest of Africa, and now you're doing stories about places outside of our continent, and I suppose you have to do that because the South African traveller is more exploratory, more adventurous, more interested in destinations further away.
Yeah, absolutely. In 1989, when we launched, South Africa was just coming out of apartheid. Mandela was about to be released. The only country we could really travel to was Namibia, further north. And Getaway was launched with the intention of trying to give South Africans alternatives and opportunities to travel outside the country. And in those first 5 years, probably 1989 to 94, kind of moving into Africa and being the first journalist into places that hadn't been properly traveled by South Africans for decades. It was extremely exciting. But in recent years, we go where our readers want us to go and where readers want to go. And so that, you know, that means Thailand and England and Italy. And so we try and offer the kind of travel options that we think our readers would want to pursue.
Just looking through the best destinations that have been featured in the magazine over the last 30 years, I'm pleased to say that I've been to a reasonable percentage of them, and the ones that I haven't been to, oh my goodness, when can I go?
Yeah, we really wanted to put together a wish list of the best of Africa and the best places we've been to, but we didn't want to rehash old articles, so I sent my team off to revisit all of these destinations. One way or another, we got a journalist back to all 30. So that's Egypt and Morocco and Ethiopia and the Serengeti. So the first 2-3 months of this year was a real scramble to get a lot of journalists to a lot of places. So it was a little bit tense on the decks at Getaway, but we managed to get it out, which was a couple of all-nighters, but it's there.
You must have mislaid my email address because I didn't get the email asking me to do it.
You were barging in Holland, John. I couldn't get hold of you at that point.
Okay, is that it? And of the many you and I spent a week on a barge together in France several years ago, and I was extremely envious of the extraordinary range of travel experiences that you've had. I mean, it sounds incredibly glamorous going to all of these places, and in many respects it is, but it's also at times a nomadic and lonely life. And looking at the places that you've written, Lalibela and others that you've written about in this anniversary edition, wow, you do get to go to some very, very, very special places.
Yeah, it's an incredibly privileged job. And yes, as you're right, there are long weeks on the road, and it does get lonely. But part of the job is to completely immerse yourself in the place and to try and write and photograph in an immersive way. And so when I do take a friend or a family member along, it actually hinders the writing and that immersion. So I do relish the long weeks on the road in exotic places. I mean, for tomorrow morning, I'm flying to Japan, and I'm going to spend 3 weeks sort of walking around Japan, walking from Kyoto to Tokyo, and it'll be full immersion. I've never been to Japan. I don't speak any of the language, and you know, it's really exciting, that kind of challenge.
Shame.
Thanks, John.
You poor man. Very quickly, is there any way, I know it's an incredibly sort of obvious question, but I'm interested to know the answer. Where have you not been that you would still like to go?
I've done very little of West Africa. I've only been to Mali, really, and Sao Tome and Principe Islands, so, and Morocco. So I would love to go to somewhere like Senegal or Dakar and you know, those sorts of, that part of Africa. Also kind of Cameroon and Gabon for the jungle animals. So the West, that's where I want to go, West.
I've been there.
I know you have.
Many, many places I haven't been that you have been. Oh, well, that Japanese trip sounds absolutely fantastic. I look forward to reading about it in Getaway. It is a wonderful publication, and it's a tribute to the very important place in travelers' minds that this magazine has enjoyed over the last 30 years. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, John.
Justin Fox, editor of Getaway Magazine, the 30th birthday issue, the special 30th birthday issue, is available on magazine stands at the moment.